Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Hank Aguirre. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moss juggles the ball. That's an error on Moss. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up towards first. Mealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Dropo moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dropo moves to third. Moss moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-1 in the game. Harshman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Minoso steals third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-2 in the game. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harshman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Avila reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Avila steals third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mossy now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy fires to first and has Rivera trapped. There's the throw to Avila, who tags Rivera for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Pope pinch hits for Don Mossy. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a line drive towards first. Dropo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.